Now the KWGS local news at 5:31. Today will be hot, so says the National Weather Service.
Wednesday, we're forecasting heat index values to reach around 108 degrees for some portions of the area.
Drink plenty of water before spending any time out of doors today. The leader of the Osage Nation is wary of coming renegotiations on tribal gaming compacts with the state.
Governor Kevin Stitt says it's time to redo the agreements, which give the state about 6% of gaming revenues in exchange for tribes having exclusive rights to the industry. Stitt indicated the state should get a bigger cut. Osage Principal Chief Jeffrey Standing Bear says gaming revenue pays for services the state and federal governments don't offer tribal citizens.
So when we tax on these enterprises, we're taxing our people. We're taxing on their health. We're taxing their education. We're taxing their future.
The federal government must approve any new deal. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
Work starts on a second hotel tower at the new Osage Casino Hotel in Tulsa. The tribe broke ground yesterday on the $28 million addition. Gaming Board Chair Mark Sims says it's needed to keep up with demand.
The next year, tribal distribution will be far more than this year.
They hope to open the second hotel tower within a year. We are still several months away from the start, but Tulsa's first rapid transit bus is here. The city showed off the bus yesterday. The new route will stretch along Peoria Avenue with buses every 15 minutes. There will be another community meeting tonight on the equality indicators. Tonight's topic at City Hall will be the use of force by police. Tulsa police shoot a man in front of a Brookside strip mall. Officer Jeannie Pierce says they got several reports yesterday morning about a man carrying a gun and pointing at cars along 43rd in Peoria.
When they pulled up, the individual had the gun in his hand. He chambers a round in that gun. And at that point, one officer fires two shots.
The man, 58-year-old Donald Berry, was taken to the hospital and is said to be in stable condition. Well, there might be some cake. There won't be any spiked drinks as Tulsa's Sobering Center celebrates its first anniversary. The program gives police an alternative to taking a person to jail for public intoxication. Our weather forecast, a heat advisory, a 30% chance of rain, otherwise sunny and hot. A high today of 95, the heat index to 107. Now fair in 82. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.